beige carpet stretches before you, an endless expanse as predictable as a spreadsheet. Each individual fiber blends seamlessly with its neighbor, a testament to a world that prizes efficiency above all else. A lone stain disrupts the monotony in the corner, a brownish-yellow blotch hinting at a long-forgotten cup of lukewarm water, its details now lost to the relentless march of time. Like the carpet itself, the stain is a dull beige, offering no solace in its unremarkable presence. Your gaze wanders across it, finding no purchase, no spark of interest to ignite your attention. The fluorescent light overhead casts a harsh, unforgiving glow, highlighting every imperfection in the drop ceiling tiles above. They line up in a grid formation, each square identical to the next. Their surface texture like the slightly rough underside of a mushroom. A low, unwavering hum emanates from the lights, a monotonous white noise that offers no comfort or distraction. Plop. You shift in your seat, a ripple of movement in the sea of beige. The plastic armrests feel cool and clammy against your skin. Another unwelcome texture in this world devoid of stimulation. The air hangs heavy, lacking even the faintest breeze to stir the dust motes that dance in the harsh light. It carries no scent, no taste, just a blank neutrality that mirrors the beige landscape around you. Even the window, the supposed gateway to the outside world, offers no escape. Frosted glass blocks any view, transforming the world beyond into a hazy, featureless blur. It's a constant reminder that there might be something more out there, something exciting or vibrant, but you are forever shut off from it, trapped in this beige purgatory. Plop. A fly buzzes listlessly in a nearby corner, its path an erratic dance against the beige backdrop. It seems to be searching for something, perhaps a morsel of excitement in this world, devoid of stimulation. But alas, the fly finds only a speck of lint, another casualty of beige conformity. As the fly lands on the lint, their forms merge into a single, indistinguishable speck of unremarkable beige. A wave of drowsiness washes over you, as soothing as watching paint dry on a perfectly beige wall. The beige welcomes you, a comforting embrace of utter monotony. The dripping slows, a single plop echoing in the vast stillness. Even the most tedious tasks eventually reach their conclusion, you realize with a detached curiosity. Sleep claims you, a gentle descent into a world devoid of color, devoid of sound, devoid of anything remotely interesting, just beige. Here, the passage of time is measured in drips, not moments. The clock on the wall mocks you with its cheerful, ticking face, but its hands seem to move at a glacial pace. The air is stale and unchanging, devoid of any interesting aromas. It hangs heavy in your lungs, each breath a reminder of your confinement. The walls, if not for the faint smudge of a handprint in a slightly lighter shade of beige, would blend seamlessly into the floor. A calendar hangs there too, its numbers and days all a uniform beige, each one blurring into the next in a meaningless sequence. But what day is it really? Does it even matter in this world of beige uniformity? The fly, perhaps the only other living entity trapped in this beige purgatory, has long since ceased its pointless buzzing. It rests now, a tiny speck of beige against a beige canvas. Your eyelids feel heavy, weighed down by the sheer dullness of your surroundings. Even the faint pressure of your eyelids feels like a welcome change from the utter lack of sensation that defines this beige existence. Sleep, with its promise of escape, even into dreams of beige, seems like a glorious adventure. The monotonous drip continues, a solitary punctuation mark on the sentence of your boredom. The beige welcomes you, a comforting embrace of utter monotony. It stretches on forever, a vast expanse where the very concept of excitement withers and dies. There are no windows, no doors, no escape from the relentless beige. Here, even the act of breathing feels like a monumental effort. And the only sound is the slow, rhythmic drip, drip, drip. A lullaby of utter, soul-crushing boredom. The beige walls seem to close in, suffocating you with their blandness. You imagine beige wallpaper with a beige floral pattern. Pattern so subtle and repetitive that it offers no visual stimulation whatsoever. Perhaps there are beige books on a beige shelf, their titles all rendered in a barely there shade of beige. The thought of opening one and finding page after page of beige text is enough to lull you further into sleep. The fluorescent light flickers momentarily, casting an unsettling shadow that dances across the beige carpet. The fluorescent light flickers momentarily, casting an unsettling shadow that dances across the beige carpet, like a lone, rebellious thought struggling against the tide of monotony. But the shadow, that brief wrinkle in the beige tapestry, retreats, defeated. The carpet remains stubbornly unchanged, its fibers locked in their beige allegiance. A fly, a new recruit in this beige army perhaps, emerges from a beige crack in the wall. It lands with a soft beige thud on a beige crumb. The only other speck of non-carpet beige currently visible. It methodically rubs its beige legs together, then takes off in a desultory beige flight path across the beige expanse. You watch it with a detached curiosity, your eyelids growing heavier with each beige beat of its wings. The fly buzzes a monotone beige song, a sound as monotonous as the dripping faucet or the relentless hum. It seems on a quest, but for what in this beige wasteland? Perhaps another beige crumb, a beige mate to share the beige misery. But alas, the fly's search seems destined for beige disappointment. A tremor, barely a ripple in the vast beige sea, runs down your spine. It's not from cold, for the temperature in this beige room is perfectly regulated at a beige 20 degrees Celsius. No, it's a tremor of boredom, a primal reaction to the utter lack of stimulation. You try to conjure an image, something exciting, something colorful, something anything but beige. But your mind, dulled by the beige environment, can only conjure up hazy beige phantoms. A beige sigh escapes your lips, a sound that dissolves into the beige background noise. You shift in your seat, the plastic groaning in protest. Even the plastic seems bored, its very molecules yearning for something, anything, to break the beige monotony. But there is no escape from the beige. The beige walls, the beige carpet, the beige ceiling, they all press in on you. A suffocating embrace of utter blandness. The drip continues, a rhythmic counterpoint to the unwavering hum. Drip, drip, drip. Each drop a tiny beige punctuation mark on the beige sentence of eternity. Your eyelids flutter, and for a moment, a crack appears in the beige facade. A glimpse of a world beyond the beige flashes by. Vibrant colors, exciting sounds. A world anything but beige. But the vision is fleeting. A cruel mirage that vanishes as quickly as it appears, leaving you with nothing but the relentless beige. A strange peace. A peace born from the complete absence of anything remotely interesting washes over you. You close your eyes, and the beige welcomes you. A comforting embrace of utter monotony. The beige lulls you to sleep. A deep beige sleep, where dreams themselves are rendered in shades of beige. You drift off, a single tear rolling down your beige cheek, a tear that evaporates before it even reaches your beige chin. In the beige world, even tears are beige. The beige fluorescent light flickers again, casting a fleeting shadow across the beige carpet, but the shadow is a mere blip, a momentary wrinkle in the vast beige canvas. The beige remains. The drip, drip, drip continues. A monotonous lullaby that lulls you deeper into the beige dreamless sleep. You are one with the beige, a single indistinguishable speck in a vast beige ocean. Time itself seems to lose its meaning in this beige purgatory. The clock on the wall, its once cheerful ticking now, a grating annoyance in the beige symphony, mocks you with its relentless march. But the hands seem to move at a glacial pace, each tick echoing in the vast emptiness of beige. You contemplate the beige ceiling tiles, their texture reminiscent of the slightly rough underside of a beige mushroom. Each tile is identical to its neighbor, forming a mind-numbing grid that stretches endlessly in all directions. A single, perfectly beige fly speck rests on one of the tiles, a tiny punctuation mark in the vast expanse. The air hangs heavy, lacking even the faintest breeze to stir the dust motes that dance in the harsh light. It carries no scent, no taste, just a blank neutrality that mirrors the beige landscape around you. It feels suffocating, like a heavy beige blanket draped over your entire being. The monotonous hum thrums on, a constant reminder of the beige prison you find yourself in. It blends into the background noise, a dull ache that settles deep within your bones. You yearn for silence. Even the silence of a soundproofed room would be a welcome change from this relentless beige drone. But there is no escape. The beige walls, the beige floor, the beige ceiling, they are an inescapable reality. You are trapped in a beige box, a beige world devoid of anything remotely interesting or stimulating. Even the act of breathing feels like a monumental effort. Each inhalation, a futile attempt to break free from the beige suffocation.